terrorist groups based in North Africa may have a new target. We learned yesterday about a single neighborhood in northern Morocco that produced dozens of suicide bombers. Many went to Iraq. Others were involved in attacking commuter trains in Madrid, Spain in 2004. To understand the new target, it helps to review a little history and geography. Morocco and Spain are neighbors, just across the Straits of Gibraltar. Spain once controlled much of Morocco and still controls two Moroccan cities along the coast. Now, Spain's security service says those two cities could be targets of Al-Qaeda attacks. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
Ceuta is a tiny peninsula with just 76,000 inhabitants and a five-mile-long land border with Morocco. Nowadays, it's crawling with police. Their searches are so thorough that they virtually dismantle the arriving vehicles. One tall, brawny agent fidgets with a chain. It's made of razor-sharp stars to shred the tires of any car that tries to run the checkpoint. Spain is on high alert after the militant group that claimed recent suicide bombings in North Africa said its jihad is also aimed at Spain. Ceuta and the other Spanish North African enclave, Melilla, are under particular threat. In December, Al-Qaeda's number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, called them occupied Muslim lands. He compared them to Palestine and Chechnya. Spain has ruled the enclaves, which are about half Muslim, for centuries. But like many North African cities, they have blighted neighborhoods plagued by joblessness and high crime rates. In Ceuta, the poor Muslim neighborhood is called El Príncipe, or the Prince. But the young men hanging out on street corners are far from prince-like. Karim Mohammed heads a local youth group here. He says the conditions in El Príncipe make it a breeding ground for terrorists. A person without a future, without education, without work. Unfortunately, some of them get caught up in these jihadist groups, he says. Last December, police arrested seven suspected militants who were planning an attack during a local fiesta. One was the brother of a Ceuta man previously held at Guantanamo. Authorities say the group belonged to a faction of a Moroccan Al-Qaeda group based in El Príncipe. Jens Thomas Siegner, a burly German social worker, drives into the neighborhood every day. There's some action up there, he says. A police car stops in the middle of the road, and SWAT agents scramble out, brandishing high-powered rifles. They're looking for someone. Siegner says he thinks there's been a shooting. They happen almost every day. Siegner says Ceuta used to be a drug trafficking hub. The Reef Mountains, just across the border in Morocco, are one of the world's main hash-producing areas. But he says crackdowns have forced many youngsters here in Ceuta to look for other ways of making money. The local economy is highly dependent on smuggling commercial goods into Morocco, where import tariffs are high. Moroccan commentators have compared El Príncipe to the slums in their country that have produced numerous suicide bombers for local attacks and for the insurgency in Iraq. This is, in effect, Europe's only land frontier with the Arab world. But while Spanish authorities are confident they can stop a potential terrorist at the border, homegrown militants in this North African enclave are already on Spanish soil. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Ceuta.